It's Thursday, April 13th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. One topic, AI, with insights on legal concerns, employee usage on overemployment, and a cookbook for offering services. This is the Business of Tech. I mentioned the Italian government's ban on OpenAI earlier in the week. Let's follow up now that we know what those demands are. Quoting TechCrunch, OpenAI will have to get transparent and publish an information notice detailing its data processing. It must immediately adopt age gating to prevent minors from accessing the tech and move to more robust age verification measures. It needs to clarify the legal basis it's claiming for processing people's data for training its AI and cannot rely on performance of a contract, meaning it has to choose between consent or legitimate interests. It also has to prove ways for users and non-users to exercise rights over their personal data, including asking for corrections of disinformation generated about them by ChatGPT, or else have their data deleted. It must also provide users with an ability to object to OpenAI's processing of their data for training its algorithms, and it must conduct a local awareness campaign to inform Italians that it's processing their information to train its AIs. OpenAI has established a partnership with BugCrowd and is asking for ethical hackers to find vulnerabilities, and they can be eligible for winnings up to $20,000 in a jackpot. And while thinking about the dangers of AI, I want to highlight some thinking by Casey Newton at Platformer. He identifies three areas of concern. First, powerful AIs running on laptops. Two, social platforms becoming spammed on a massive scale. And three, deepfaked non-consensual nudes. I want to highlight a piece by Vice about overemployed workers, those working more than one job. One of the latest ways to do this? Leveraging ChatGPT. Here's a key paragraph. In such moments, it can feel like the AI-infused overemployed community is taking advantage of a brief moment in time when the tools that can be used to automate a job are much better understood by the workforce than the bosses with hiring and firing ability. One person who works multiple jobs in information technology spoke openly about the tension that created. People can more easily hold down multiple jobs today, but should the bosses realize just how much their jobs can be handled by robots, they could be at risk of their jobs being automated away. As a result, he said, there's good reason to keep quiet about what they've discovered. And before you think Amazon isn't in this race, the company has released its own offerings. Amazon Bedrock makes foundation models for text and images available from partners, including AI 21 Labs, Anthropic, and Stability AI. Amazon is also releasing its Titan foundation models, making two large language models available as an AWS service. And finally, it's made generally available Code Whisperer, an AI-assisted tool for programmers similar to Microsoft's GitHub Copilot. And a piece in the new stack got my attention for positive reasons, offering insights into using ChatGPT with your company data. They offer two methodologies. First, fine-tune ChatGPT against your own dataset. And second, leveraging prompt engineering with your database. You keep all your company data in a single database. When a user puts in a prompt, you match it against your company data in the database, find similar results to the user prompt, modify the prompt, and then run it through the model. Why do we care? That last article is a cookbook for service offerings, and most customers will be looking to their technology provider to help. I'm going to be dismissive of the overemployed red herring. Despite always being a concern, the real insight is precisely what those workers understand. If AI can automate the job away, that's the real insight, not the potential employees who found a window of opportunity, a window that will close. Because it's the services opportunity to transform work that's far more interesting, and the potential to put that power everywhere. Both Newton's and Italy's concerns are a thoughtful lens to apply. Being ready with insights about these concerns will separate those who excel at this new technology and those who may just ride the wave. Not to say either option is terrible. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional, branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets, instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit quoteworks.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Scrabble Day for you players out there. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.